From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The State Department has released former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's emails related to the Benghazi terrorist attack. As NPR's Tamara Keith reports, Clinton says she's happy they're out.
Clinton says she'll let the American people decide whether she's telling the truth on Benghazi. And the release of the emails is part of that.
I'm glad that the emails are starting to come out. This is something that I've asked to be done, as you know, for a long time. And those releases are beginning. I want people to be able to see all of them.
The House Select Committee on Benghazi has had these emails since February, and they're just now being released to the public. Trey Gowdy, the South Carolina Republican who chairs the committee, says there's no way to know whether these emails represent the full record because they were sent from Clinton's private email server and screened by her legal team before being turned over to the State Department. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Hampton, New Hampshire.
The Coast Guard continues to monitor and respond to a fire on an oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico. From member station WWNO in New Orleans, Eve Tro has more.
The Coast Guard says response vessels are on the scene. The platform is a shallow water site that gathers oil from offshore wells to pump through a pipeline. It's owned and run by Texas Petroleum Investment Company, which says all wells feeding the platform have been shut off. The company says about 130 barrels of oil were on board at the time of the fire. The fire was reported Friday morning around 3 a.m. All 28 people aboard the platform were evacuated to an offshore supply vessel and taken to Venice, Louisiana. No injuries are reported. The cause of the fire remains under investigation. For NPR News, I'm Eve Tro in New Orleans.
President Obama visited a conservative synagogue in Washington today, reconfirming his support of Israel. Obama said the U.S. and Israel shouldn't be expected to paper over differences on settlement building or the frozen peace process with the Palestinians.
Just as Israelis built a state in their homeland, Palestinians have a right to be a free people on their land as well.
But Obama says the people of Israel must always know America has its back. The comments come amid tense relations with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu over the U.S. bid to strike a deal with Iran over its nuclear program. Voters in Ireland were at the polls today deciding whether to legalize same-sex marriage, 2 decades after the country decriminalized homosexuality. Today's referendum is on whether to amend the country's constitution to allow same-sex couples marriage rights. Results are expected to be released tomorrow. Wall Street lower by the closing bell, but it was in light trading. The Dow down 53 points at 18,232. The Nasdaq down 1 point. The S&P 500 down 4. This is NPR. An earthquake hit northeast of Las Vegas today. The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 4.8 quake hit near the town of Helene. That's close to the border with Utah. A long stretch of boardwalk in New York City is reopening this weekend for the first time since Hurricane Sandy. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, parts of the Rockaway Beach boardwalk have been closed since the storm.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio kicked off the beach season with a long-awaited announcement at Rockaway Beach in Queens.
For the first time since Sandy hit, this half-mile stretch of the boardwalk from Beach 86th Street to Beach 97th Street will be open to the public.
Some Rockaway residents may be wondering what took so long. It's been more than 2 years since Sandy damaged beaches and homes across New York and New Jersey. There has also been some grumbling that the new boardwalk is made of cement, not the wooden planks that were destroyed in the storm. But city officials say the cement boardwalk is greener and more resilient. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Consumer prices rose slightly last month, but overall gains were held back by a decline in energy costs, offsetting the biggest one-month jump in medical care in 8 years. The Labor Department says consumer prices rose 0.1% in April. That's compared to March. Energy costs were down 1.3%, and food prices were unchanged, keeping inflation low. Core inflation, which excludes the volatile food and energy sector, was up 0.3%. That's the biggest jump in 15 months. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News in Washington.